Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Cuba.
What's up?
You can hear me?
Yes, sir. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. This is a technical difficulty show, the TD show. You know, for you viewers that tune in and don't know what's really going on, well, you're definitely in the building now. That was a little bit of the Pussy Monster by Lil Wayne. It was real low. I mean, but I was having technical difficulties. I mean, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just the computer. I don't know what the fuck it is, but... You know what I mean? It wasn't letting me sign on, and when I got signed on, I think I'm talking, and I'm thinking Cuba's ignoring me, but she can't hear me because my shit's fucked up, so I had to hang up, call back. This is ridiculous, but that just means that we're going to have a great show. Today is Why Fridays. I mean, in the building is SD. His phone is muted right now. I'm about to mute my phone, and I'm going to play my intro music. It's an old song, but the shit is hot. And I'm going to play this throughout the ending, and then we're going to start the shit. So, y'all keep it fucking locked. You know what I mean? Hold this the fuck down. That's a little DMX, the intro. Dog! That's my man's in there. Y'all keep that shit locked. The TD show, technical difficulties. The chat room would definitely be opening after I play this song. Well, actually, after I push play. I'm going to, you know, have the chat room popping. Holler.
You know what I'm saying? These Rough Rider niggas. Dog. I heard these niggas is for real.
Dog.
Uh-huh.
That's my man.
But I heard these niggas supposed to be, like, locking down the industry on some shit, on some power shit.
Dog. That's my man's in them.
Hmm. I see.
So what I'm doing...
Right, right.
My man's in them is doing. Because...
Right.
That's my man's in them. You know.
I feel you.
Now you feel me.
I feel you.
So you know, when you fucking with me.
Right, right.
You fucking with. Uh-oh. What have you done now?
Start a riot, niggas gon' ride regardless, because I'm the hardest rap artist, and I'ma start this shit up for real. Get up and bail. My words, I make curves, spit up the script. Come on, man. That's all I've been hearing lately. Niggas hate me. When I duct tape, do you make me? Put their brains on the wall when I brawl. Too late for that 911 call.
Come on.
Niggas stay deep with a lot of them bluff. But not me, cause I'm a nigga that can get out of them cuffs. You think a lot of them tough, that's just a front. When I hit them niggas like, what you want? The battle turns into a hunt. With the dog right behind niggas, chasing them down. We all knew that you was pussy, but I'm chasing it now. And never give a dog blood, or a blood, or have a dog bite blood, fighting whatever, all up in your gut. Give it to them all like that, and ain't no love, I do them all like that. Fall right up in their back, clack, clack. Close your mind, baby, you're sober, forget it. Have a destroy in your building, but nobody knows who did it.
Why? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at?
From the werewolf, howling at the moon on the roof. No, get him. 10 niggas on him. Both guys with him. Give me the bat, let me split him. I have him with a pillow in the casket, won't fit.
Come on.
Only reason I did him, he wouldn't fight back. Let the strike back, never like that. Laying up with the white hat, getting right back at you. When I snatch him, up off the grave, nothing but bones and ashes. Hitting niggas with dashes to the head, straight to the white feet, but the streets stay red. Bitches gone, give me head for free, cause they see who I'ma be. What you get for thinking, and eventually found us. What you get for stinking, blowing up the spot when you rock. Plus, if it gets hot, then none of you dead. Four square block.
Come on,
hit him with the ox to the grill. Kill, nigga, kill. Yet and still, you don't know I'm a rival. That nigga DMX is a motherfucking problem.
Alright?
Oh, yeah. You got to open up with that shit, man. Like, I was talking about this shit with my boy from my job and 6'4", and we were just thinking about, like, you know, just talking about shit. I was like, yo, man, dog, that's my man, you know. It's like, my opinion, I think that was his hottest CD out. I don't know, like, that one and Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood, that one was hot. But then as it started getting up, it started becoming wang, as SD said, wang. What do you think about that, man?
Excuse me?
What do you think about, you know, DMX's, like, 5 albums that he made?
5 albums, 2 of them is hot.
You said first 2 was hot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, first 2 was tight. But then he started falling off, and
I guess the public, I didn't see him falling off because he went platinum every album.
True.
But, you know, I wasn't feeling the rest of the albums.
Yeah. Oh, man. Thank God it's Friday, man. It's going to be a beautiful day. Beautiful night, I should say. 7:14 in the p.m. or 7:15 in the p.m. Friday, November 9th. You're on live with the technical difficulties. Yeah. Today happens to be Y Friday. Hit us up in the jam lines 347-215-8388. If you want to give out shout outs, dedications, and requests. Oh, man.
Hey, Jay.
I think I spelled this shit wrong. Did you say WANDER?
Yeah. All
right. Yeah.
Hey. Why?
No, go ahead. What were you about to say?
Why?
I feel like a dumbass. I damn sure feel like a dumbass. I'm over here. I'm about to, like, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't know why.
You don't know why?
You said .com/ people make no sense?
Yeah.
Is that all together?
Oh, my Lord. I'm going to send it to you. Okay?
Yeah. How about, yeah.
T to your email or to your MySpace?
Ah, damn. Forget it. I'll just flow with what you say, because this computer is acting real slow. matter of fact, but yeah, I'll find it through here. These are people who make no sense.
Just put wanderlist.com.
Yeah, I'll put that in. Make new sense.
S-E-N-S.
E.
No.
Oh, S-E-N-S?
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see, she's a retarded bastard. I swear she's a retarded bastard.
Who?
You.
No. That's what it has on the thing, on the URL.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what you sent me.
No, you sure? You probably didn't read it all.
Then you didn't send it all.
whatever. I found that I jerk off.
Yeah, you kumquat.
There we go. Yeah. I went for it.
Does it have an E?
Yeah, it has an E.
No,
I didn't send you that.
Yes, you did.
You're Cuban, so you saw half of it.
Listen, I'm in the URL right now, and it has no E in there.
Yo, shout out to the guest in the room, holding it the fuck down. What up, guest? Yeah, niggas better start, you know, y'all better start, you know, signing up so I know who the hell you are. I got people spying on me and shit. Anyway, yeah, it's going to be a good show. This is Why Fridays. Shout out to everybody holding it down in the East Coast, as well as the West, as well as the Middle. I wonder how it would feel to live in, like, in the middle of the United States. Like, I don't mean to shit on nobody's house or anything, but you got to be born. Like, no one talks about the middle. All y'all get is tornadoes. That's the only thing popping off over there. Like, the East is popping, the West is popping, the South is popping. But the middle, like, who the fuck, what goes on in Oklahoma? Like, besides tornadoes. Kansas City and shit, like... What's going on? I don't fucking know, man. Oh, we got another guest. Welcome, guest. Welcome. Put on some background music so shit don't sound so dry. Oh, man. So how was your day, Cuba?
My day was good. Happy it's Friday.
Hell yeah.
Happy I don't work tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, fortunate for you, I have to work. I mean, who cares, man? Because I got Sunday and Monday off, so, you know, who really gives a shit?
What's up? Yeah,
I'm really lying, but, you know.
So you don't have Sunday and Monday?
No, I have Tuesday and Wednesday off. Yeah. Sucks. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Oh, fucking well.
How was your day, SD?
Nah, it was good. I'm on two. I'm on two right now, going for three. So.
Okay.
I'll tell you one thing. I finally got the heat fixed in my apartment. That feels good.
Yeah?
Well, I walked in my crib today. Nice and warm, toasty. Looked at the thermometer, said 80 degrees. I was like, oh, yeah. This is definitely a plus. I was tired of, you know, waking up with a cover on me and three T-shirts, one hoodie, and two sweaters. And, you know, and I had all my cats, you know, all over my leg to keep my legs warm.
Mm.
Yeah. Cats kept me warm. I feed them, they keep me warm.
Disgusting.
Yeah, disgusting. Hey, I think, I don't think I'm allergic to cats, but I think it's having some type of effect on me because of the fact that when I work now, before I can work and, you know, knock stuff out and be good. Now, like, when I do a lot of exercising, I tend to get short breath.
So
when I was younger, I had, you know, a little touch of bronchitis. Not good. Not good at all.
That's not good. You're breathing in all that cat hair.
Yeah, well, I didn't even notice it, but I thought, man, it would make me sneeze, but instead it's just collecting in my uterus.
Collecting in your what?
In my uterus. Don't you hate people that use the wrong words just
and
to sound
you
intelligent?
Have a uterus.
Huh?
And you have a uterus?
If I had a uterus, my dear, I would be the owner of Disney World.
I'm saying, you must be a hermaphrodite or something because I don't know how the hell you would have a uterus.
I'll give you $20 if you can spell that word that you just said.
Uterus?
No. Hermaphrodite.
Hermaphrodite?
Yeah.
H-E-M-P-H.
You fucked up already.
Why?
You owe me $20.
Why? I never say yeah. I just started spelling it.
Oh, shit. Well, I wouldn't know anyway because I don't know how to spell it anyway. So,
See, and I was doing it right.
Huh?
And I was doing it right.
You was doing what right?
I was spelling it right.
I don't know. It didn't sound right.
I was looking it up.
Oh, wow. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Why? 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 Oh, shit. Fucking lazy-eyed cousin was calling me a few minutes ago. Short bastard. He's like 5'3". He's a midget. He's a fucking midget.
Oh, yeah? Is that because he's a guy? Because I'm only 5 foot.
Oh, you're a woman.
Oh.
No, it's not cool for a guy to be like that.
Nah.
Nah. Hey! Your mother. Okay. Yeah, niggas don't show me no love. Niggas don't show me no love.
What are you talking about?
Essie, what's the matter? You've been like down in the dumps lately.
I'm chilling. Oh, I'm good. I'm falling back right now.
Falling back? But it's why Fridays? Be supposed to be souped up. Excited. It's Friday. TGIF.
I'm just raining in my head.
That kind of sucks. I feel ya.
Yo, what happened?
Not when it's raining in my heart.
Go outside and play in the rain.
Nah,
it's raining up there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible, because it's cold rain at that.
Definitely is. If I want to play in the rain, I'll just turn the shower head on.
Don't you like to play in the shower?
I mean, of course, why not?
Yeah. I like to play in the shower, too.
Okay.
So let's get this started. Why?
What?
Why? Let's see.
We have a caller.
Send him up.
And looks like a Delaware number.
Oh,
what's the area code?
It's a 302.
Oh.
I'm gonna mute him right quick.
Send him up.
Caller, you're on the air.
What you said?
Caller, you're on the air.
What's happening, Chief?
What's up, man? What are you calling for? First of all, let me introduce everybody. This is JJ, and you got SD in the background, and you got La Cubanita holding it down for the females.
Yeah.
And where are you calling from?
Yo, I'm representing Wilmington. Wilmington, Delaware.
Oh, yeah? I ain't.
No.
And what name do you go by?
Yo, they know me as that nigga Billy the fucking Kid.
Oh, Billy the fucking Kid?
Billy the fucking Kid.
All right, no doubt. Well, the show today is Why Fridays. Like, anything you got a question about, like, why? Why is this? Why do people smoke? Why are ugly people around me? Why do two ugly ugly couples make a cute baby. Like, why? Whatever.
I got a question.
What's up?
Yo, my question is, why is Pat so fat?
Oh, yo, bro, you ain't had to blow his name up like that. You can say LP's on like that. You ain't had to put his government out there.
Put his government out there.
Nah.
Why is Patrick so fat?
His son has no regard. I feel his gangster, though.
You know, it's like, why does Pat got an apartment with no furniture?
Oh, man.
Hold on. Who's Patrick anyway?
Come over here. Like, you know, we got to be professional. Yeah, you know? We can't put out names. So just.
All right. Let me rephrase what I said then. Why is this dude, like, on my jock, like, dog, why are you mad at me because the chick that you wanted was going to let me hit?
Oh, Lord.
Why are you mad at me for? Why aren't you checking her? Why aren't you checking me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why?
And where's this guy from? Is he from Delaware? Like, somebody you know?
No. He's a Blackwood native.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, I know exactly who we're talking about.
You know, I originally thought he was from the Taliban, Afghanistan, because he looks like the Iron Sheik.
Oh,
he looks like a terrorist.
Yeah, you know, he's one of those dudes that he's at the airport, and you know they cavity searching him, you know, and he giggles when they do it.
Maybe he's just gay.
I just don't understand. Why are you upset at me for? Why? Because I got a job. Why? Because I own my own house. Why? Because you still live in an apartment with no furniture.
Oh, man.
And your truck, and you can't get your truck back.
Oh, man. You know what?
Was this the same dude that was like he gets money and all that?
Yeah, like, why are you throwing parties, but you taking that money to pay your rent? Why?
What's really going on now here?
What I don't understand is you get money, but you ain't got no car.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
why?
Boy.
Oh, Lord.
I don't understand. Why is it that every time somebody grows up, they move into a new neighborhood, and they recreate and reinvent themselves to be somebody that they're not? Why?
Okay, that sounds like that makes sense right there.
Why? Because everybody knows who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who knows me knows from when I was a young scrap that I was about it, didn't fear nobody, you know what I'm saying? And it is what it is, and it's whatever whenever you see me. But now you got a little bit of weight to you, you got a little bit of height to you. Why do you think you a thorough dude? Because you was a bouncer at a nightclub that got no play on that.
which club is this?
The club ain't got no name to it.
Oh, wow.
The no-name club?
The name on the club is club. Ain't got nothing else.
It said club.
Club.
It just said club.
Oh, Lord.
You pull it up in a yellow book, and it says club.
Oh, Lord, man. Like, what I'm saying, but, like, what has he done to you for you to be so, have so much hatred towards him?
Well,
or is it hatred, or is this?
It's not hatred, but it's going to be hatred. You know, I'm Star and Buck Wild listener, you know, big up the Star. And, you know, I'm an original hater.
Mm-hmm.
So now because I sat back and I let a clown talk a good game about how much money he had when he was working at Rent-A-Center, you know, put the TVs, but ain't got no furniture in your house when you was working at Rent-A-Center. But
he couldn't get a discount?
He didn't get a discount. You know, they didn't even give him a 19-inch. But what I'm saying is, like, I go to, all right, this is how the whole story starts. I go to the John crib. You know what I'm saying? And the John is not cute at all. But she's black. But it tells you she's not cute at all. You know what I'm saying? And he's mad at me because she was going to let me smash, and he's in love with her, and he can't get none because he's too fat. And that's what all
man.
The chicks keep telling him. I don't want to mess with him because he's too fat.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? He every time he talks to me, he try to, you know, downgraded dude. But what you don't understand is that he lives in an apartment. I own my house.
Mm.
I got two vehicles. He's walking.
Oh, shit. Oh, Lord. Oh, cookies.
I got three bank accounts. I ain't saying that I'm balling like I got thousands and thousands of dollars in either one of them. No. I got a couple hundred here, a couple hundred there, but...
In this car.
He's got money under his carpet, and that's loose change. He throws rent parties to pay his rent.
Oh, that's the, that might be the funniest thing that you could do.
Yo!
His man, my man, I ain't gonna put his name out there. That's my people's, you know what I'm saying? Love the dude, no homo. But, you know what I'm saying? His man got girls coming to the crib getting some. He talks about girls coming to the crib getting some.
Mm.
Like, you come at me, if you're gonna come at me, please, 100%, come correct.
Oh, but wait. Is this over a bitch or you just?
It's definitely over a piece of pussy.
He's mad at me because the chick was going yeah me. I was going yeah me. He can't. So
you're saying that he's mad because
yes.
of the
all
chick.
Was from the side. And the funny thing is, I didn't even smash the broad. I bounced on her.
Oh, why'd you bounce on her?
Because she's corny.
Oh, Lord.
I was in the crib. Turn the lights off. She turned the lights off, and I just wasn't feeling the vibe, so I left. And when I left, she was laying in the bed. I left the front door wide open. So she calls me, and, like, you know what I mean, like 15 minutes later, while I'm already, you know what I'm saying, near the turnpike on my way back to the crib, and she, like, oh, that's real messed up. How
15 minutes?
My... Yeah.
She's waiting for you for a while.
Like, she's a nut job. She not even working. She don't even have furniture in her crib. That's why they good together.
Oh, wait, but have you ever been into this guy's house?
I've been to his house.
Oh, so you've been there before.
I've been to his house. I looked through the balcony. I went upstairs. I went in the living room, and I pulled up some carpet.
Wow.
On the carpet.
I pulled up some carpet.
And he's like, every time we were supposed to go somewhere, he never wanted to go because he ain't got no money to get in. So I pulls up in front of his job one day talking to my man. You know, that's my peoples. You know, y'all know him. I mean, my man Ace pulls up in front of his job. And, you know, I got the banger and got the system playing. And, you know, here comes the more hatred. Oh, that almost sounds like my truck. But your truck is not even out front. your truck is at the police impound. You can't even get it out.
Oh, shit. He's going in on homie.
And then what I understand is, this is how people don't understand how you recreate yourself. You sit here and tell me you live in Gloucester Township, dog. You live in Gloucester Township and you got warrants under your name. You've been pulled over 10 times and you got warrants and nobody locked you up.
Yeah,
all they did was impound your car. We're talking about Gloucester Township. They hate blacks. You going to sit here and tell me that they didn't lock you up? Come on. Especially you looking like the Taliban? Come on, man. Be serious.
Mm-mm.
Listen, if you want, put you on my payroll to wash my truck every Friday. You know, just make sure you keep my rims clean. You know what I'm saying? And we just do it like that, dog. I mean, I ain't got no problem paying you $4.75 an hour. I mean, it's $2 more than what you was making at Rent-A-Center anyway. I mean, come on, man. Be easy.
Now, I hope you know that you do realize if he is listening, I'm going to tell you right now, he's probably going to think you're a dick biter because you're still speaking of his name. Because, like, for instance, if someone's talking about me constantly after a situation's over, I consider you making me famous, and you must
be
on my dick.
But the funny thing is that everybody know me, and you know me. Everybody that know me knows that I haven't said this man's name for almost 2 months. First time I seen him, he was talking to rah-rah. I let him slide. I ain't say nothing. You know, he called me, I'm a lame, you know, blase, blah, whatever. I let it go. But as time keeps going, I keep hearing him say my name, dog. I'm not gay. Get off.
I keep saying your name. Like, only feminine people, you know, keep saying the next man's name.
Like, he's constantly coming. He's constantly. Every time I turn around, he's got something to say about you, boy. I don't understand. Like, I ain't even got no feet for these. You know what I'm saying? But believe, I'm not no bitch. Like, if you really wanted to see me, dog, you could have seen me any day of the week that ends with a Y, because I ain't never scared. You hear me?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But if you just want to sit here and be upset at me because...
You know, that's pretty amazing.
Wait. Can I ask a question?
Wait. It's pretty amazing. You're right. Every single day of the week does begin in Y.
Yes,
I know. Does end in Y.
Hold on to that, dog.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. I had to think
hold
about
on
that.
To that. That was it. Oh, look. Anyway,
wow.
Back to the
okay.
subject at hand.
Because
ask,
it ends in an A-Y.
It ends with D.
Anyway.
Can I ask, what's that guy's
yeah,
name?
What's that? Billy the Kid, what's that?
All right, Billy. Why does it bother you?
Why does it bother me? It just bothers me that every time I turn around, you constantly saying how much of a gangster, how much of a thug, how much money
mm-hmm.
you get, and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when you talk about me, you never talk about me when I'm in the vicinity. You talk about me from long distance. So if you really wanted to talk about me, come to my crib any day that you would like to, and you can talk to me on some good. See, right now I'm on my gentleman. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even deep for all that. I'm on my gentleman right now. You know what I'm saying? But if you want to see the gangster side, that's cool too. You can do that too. I don't have no problem.
Ah, that was funny. He
yeah,
said,
but my thing is, like, why would you even stress that? Like, you know.
I'm not, but listen, dude, that's what you're not understanding. I'm not stressing. I'm on my way to Jersey right now. That's the beautiful part about it. So I'm on my way here. So 10 times out of 10, he's going to see me. 10 times out of 10, it's going to be nothing.
That's
okay.
Why. Like, just use it like toilet paper. Clean your ass and throw it out. Fuck it. You don't need that. Like, you don't even have to think about that.
Oh, it's nothing. I just had to get that off my chest to let the boy know, like, if you love me, dog, I'm not gay. So we can't never be.
But I mean, what you're saying is you're getting it off your chest, but what you're saying is there's no beef.
I ain't had no beef with the dude from day one.
All right, so there's no beef. You're just getting it off your chest.
Oh, yeah, dog. I ain't got no beef. I'm not beef for that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
no
well, you know.
I'm just getting it off my chest, letting him know. However he would like to take it, he can take it.
Right, cause there's too many niggas dying in Philly.
If
we need
to
stop the beef.
To the point where, though, he got beef with me, and that's how he really feel inside, then he can beef with me. It's whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure he got 100 people that's ready to ride with him. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
But not over no fat bitch. Like,
come on,
no,
bro. This ain't even really worth it. Like,
man, it's not really worth it over a fat bitch. Like, I mean.
No, it's not. It's, to me, it's not even. See, he's upset about the chick. Me, I'm just upset, like, why you keep talking about me? That's what I understand. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm cool with everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got no beef
with
nobody.
One word said, tell the kid I said what up. One word is, you know, the boy you was talking about that brings the chicks.
Mm-hmm. You said what?
One word is the guy that you said, you know, the one that brings the chicks you said.
Yeah, what about it?
You remember the mate? Remember you said, yeah, the boy, I don't even blow his name up or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one word right there. He said, what up?
Yeah, that's crazy. Like I said, though, I ain't got no beef, man. You know what I'm saying? If he's upset with me about the broad, you know, she can keep living on the white horse bike, having her mom pay her rent.
Yo, come on, dog. Like, maybe get upset over women, God? Like,
I'm saying, like, I don't even understand. Like, I'm not even. Listen, anybody that knows me, you know what I'm saying? I don't have no problem. We're getting bitches. Like,
I could have told Caliber women he was messing with when I first seen him. Straight
you know
up.
Saying? Like, it's
like,
funny how he's getting mad at me because the chick that he's been cool with, I met the broad one day. That same day, you know what I'm saying, the next day, we went bowling. You've been chilling with this chick for eons. You know
Cooper, is that you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get to sign on yet.
Hey, someone in the room said to Billy the Kid, radio beef, bring your phone muscles.
We already know who that is. I already know who that is. Get out of here with that. We're not even trying to hear that right now.
Like I said.
Let my family handle his business. Handle your business.
You know, just keep your parts sharp, dog. Keep the parts on the side of your head sharp.
Oh, Lord.
You know what I'm saying? Big ups to the boy Ace.
Yeah, because of niggas like you, I can't go to, I can't walk up the block to get some ice cream. Or walk my little poodle, which happens to be hot pink.
Hey, you never went to Newark to go get the ice cream.
Well, I'm going
to
go up there. No, they have some, they said you can't get ice cream, you can't buy ice cream after 6 o'clock without a fucking dentist's note?
Doctor's note.
A doctor's note. whatever.
You gotta have a dentist note.
A dentist note. What the fuck? Oh, well. Me boy 6'4 is in the fucking building.
You already know, man.
What's
popping here today, though?
Yo, man.
Somebody getting roasted right now. That's what's really going on. That's what it sounds like to me. Like, if you ask me, it sounds like somebody's getting roasted.
Just ridiculous, man.
That's usually the case on this show, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah, roasting.
Getting
like,
roasted or fricasseed or just fried up, baked.
Hey, you might as well drop the anthem. Yeah. I didn't think it was going to get that serious, but
I mean,
brother in had a lot,
well.
So...
Might as well.
I should have played it a long time ago.
Bottom line is like, yo... I thought I was going to call 911 because when I went to the dude...
Whoa. You didn't get stitched on, no.
You said the wrong three numbers, dog.
There was no furniture in the crib. Nothing.
Hold on. Stop the anthem real quick. What did you say you was about to do for him?
Son, I was going to call 911 because I thought the boy got robbed. Because when I walked in, it was nothing in there. But he got money. Like, now, come on.
I'm glad he told you. He said he got a father with no pleasure. Okay, all right. No doubt. All right, I just had to clear that up real quick.
Nah,
right.
Ain't no snitches. You know, everybody already know the thing. You know what I mean? Snitches get stitches, though. It's nothing like that. But
yeah,
when you're that naked, and you outside talking about you getting money, and your crib is naked, like... Your crib, he ain't even got no boxes in his living room. That's how naked his joint is.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Joint is empty. But every time I turn around, he's talking about you getting money. Where is that?
Check it out.
Yeah, that's true.
Where is that? Where is it? Back in Iraq? He must got a mansion in Iraq right now.
They said back in Iraq?
Because, you know, Taliban, though, they save money.
Oh, Lord. The drama never stops, man.
Yo, isn't that the same dude? Hold on, man. Isn't that the same dude?
The foundation is looking real shaky.
Yeah, it really is. Like, wasn't that the same dude when we was at that parade or whatever, and we had everything established and we was about to leave? What excuse did he give niggas, guys?
Yo, the kid has some money.
JJ know what I'm talking about. Let's not get signed.
Wait. What happened?
What was the excuse family had this? Remember when we was at the parade and we was chilling or whatever and we had everything established for the night or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
What excuse did that man give you when it was time to ride out?
Ah, shit, I don't remember. You had the fresh
number.
He had to change his tampon.
Oh, Lord.
Change his tampon. I don't remember him being present.
Yo, he's not going to be. When it comes to like this, if it comes down to eating food for free, he's your man all day.
Not around my way. Hey, check this out, though. You know what? What sticks out in my mind, God, the first time I even talked to the nigga, son, because when I was in out there at the said parade, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even really talk to the nigga, son. I don't remember.
I didn't even know him.
And that's not the...
Now y'all hear what I'm talking about. Like, come on, you come out here reinventing yourself. Like, that's not necessary, fam. Be yourself. If people don't like you, be yourself, fuck them.
Hey, yo, that's not to say that I don't talk to strangers and people I don't know. I just ain't
talk... You're in big trouble, though, pal. I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast. You eat pieces of shit for breakfast? No.
I just ain't talked to him, God.
Like, he wasn't... Come on, dog. Like.
Y'all remember, y'all was there when we called up or whatever. You know what I'm saying? The first question that nigga asked, son. The first question that was posed to the God, son, was definitely... It wasn't appropriate. Nigga was like, for like $20 million,
oh.
Would you let a man... I didn't even need to hear nothing else after he said, "Would you let a man?"
Yeah. I thought dude was feminine when I heard him. Like,
he can't be good.
Like, when I heard him and he was on the, what you call it or whatever, he was on the phone, I thought it was a female. Now,
male.
I'm going to tell you, the boy's like 6'5", 6'4", 6'5", if that. You know what I'm saying? A couple hundred pounds. And, you know what I'm saying? When dudes get that size and they get that little aggression built up inside of them because they feel like people are afraid of them because of their size, then they start acting and doing real dumb shit and they don't even understand it. Like, he doesn't understand. What he's doing is taking himself out of character because he's playing himself. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not who he really is. Now he has to live up to that image, who he wants to portray himself. So now he's telling everybody, "You got money. All right, boom. Where's your money at, dog? Where's it at?"
Let's say he was throwing rent parties.
Rent parties?
You throwing rent parties. Where's your money? Like this. Where's the rest of that rent money party at? You know,
like, first things first, like, I'm not paying for a house party. Like, that's first things first. Like, how do you
know? Not in my own hood.
But the party was jumping, man. This nigga finds bitches. Like, nothing but bitches.
I mean, of course you can find a chick when you tell him you got an apartment or whatever.
My son is 6 years old. I could take my son to go find bitches. And just because you find bitches don't mean you getting bitches. Just because you
true
find
story.
Them and they around you don't mean you smutting nothing. Because if
true
you would have seen, he was walking around the whole party probably with a bucket in his hand, just like Craig and Day Day was. Come on, man. That's his new name from now on, Craig and Day Day. You want to refer to him? His name is not Patrick no more. It's Craig and Day Day. Sorry, dog. Just had to get that off my chest.
Keep it going.
Oh, Dow, it ain't nothing.
Excuse me. I'm not mad. I'm feeling marvelous
this
right
what,
now. Feeling marvelous.
This is what this show is about.
I'll go ahead and check that.
Then all your frustrations are over here, man.
Yeah.
Anyone, you know what I'm saying? If he has something to say about it, I'm pretty sure he knows the number. He can call.
I'm pretty sure he didn't try to. The funny thing is, like, I don't have no real beef with the dude.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm not going to go look for him to find out if he really has something to say to me. He knows a way of getting in contact with me through two different people. Two different people know where my house is. Two different people, I'm given all rights to bring him to my house at any point
hold
in time
on,
if he has something to get off
fam,
his house.
Fam,
yeah.
Hold on, fam, I got a question for you. I came in kind of late, you dig me? So can you just run by me, like, how you know son or whatever, and, like,
all right,
what the beef is between y'all?
Oh, Lord.
Well, really, there's no beef. You know, he's just getting somebody's chest.
He just feels like
The whole thing is that he's in love with this chick, you know what I'm saying, but he don't want to admit it. But every time you see him, he's either with the chick or he's on the phone with the chick, you know what I'm saying? But she not giving him the time of day, so he try to play it off like, oh, that's just my buddy type thing. So, you know, I come to my cousin's crib, you know what I'm saying, chilling, and we ended up going to this chick crib, you know what I mean? And she's not that cute. She just got a little fatty, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, oh, true, I'm trying to play.
Hold on, wait a minute, man. This is sounding so familiar.
It's the girl that y'all talking about, yeah.
Oh, Lord. Smash. Boom.
I'm just talking.
We know who you're talking about, guys. So you know what? I'm already disgusted because I already pictured the female you're talking about. I know that person.
Now you feel me.
Oh, yeah, God. Yeah, we know exactly what's going on
he's
now.
He's mad at me, so all he does is keep talking
yo,
about
any,
the bull.
Any whack New York chick is better than her on her dirt.
Word.
Day. Yo, I'm going to tell you right now.
Hypothetically speaking, she's actually from New York. And she's hurt, so.
What school she went to? What part of New York she from?
I've been asking her. She just gives me streets. I don't know what part of New York she's from. She said she's from Brooklyn, and then she said, I'll be on such and such street. And I'm like, what part of Brooklyn? Such and such street. So I don't know. That's kind of cloudy right there.
I can tell you two streets, Sicklerville Road and Cross Keys. Don't make
it. What happened? What did he say?
He's saying she lives out in South Jersey. That's the street she lives on.
That's where she's from. She's from South Jersey. He's from where she stay, Lindenwald, White Horse Pike. First, you live on the White Horse Pike, you know you a dirt bomb.
Yeah. Oh, man. As soon as you said fat ass,
uncute face. I know exactly who you're talking about.
And like, the ass is what draws people to it. And somewhere down the line, see, and I'm mad at niggas right now. And this is to all niggas. Stop telling these ugly bitches that they look cute because you're dancing their head up. So when a nigga just want to come by and just smut, they got all spanked and shit. Just like her friend with a big-ass nose looking like Gonzo. Trying to talk about, you know what I mean, she ain't trying to feel my man. She ain't trying to give him none. Bitch is not cute at all.
Oh, boy. Yeah, she's very whack. Oh, Lord. That's too whack. That's too whack to me. You know, it is what it is.
That's it. That's why I don't chill with the bull, because I refuse to surround myself around gayness.
What? Gayness, man.
You know what I mean?
Say gayness?
Gayness. Gay niggas is part of the gayness crew. And he's part of it. From now on, I'm labeling him Noriega, and anybody that wants to chill with him like that, I'm going to call them Capone, because they gay. Both of them.
Oh, no.
Take your finger out your butt. I go to the crib, ain't nothing but
K-1. He said, take your finger out your butt.
Oh, God.
I mean, we got to keep the homosexual visuals, like, out of the forefront.
My bad, homie. My
yeah,
bad.
Exactly. You know, like, I understand you're just expressing yourself, fam, and that's what's up.
He said that with a lot of emphasis. Take your finger out your butt.
You know what I mean?
Oh, man, look, man. Y'all calm the fuck down. I'm about to play a fucking song.
Yo.
Yeah.
Holler at me, yo. I'm here. He if he wants to get at me, he has to say something to me, dog. I'm in Jersey right now.
Ain't nobody looking for your ass.
Listen.
Short bastard.
Hit me up whenever you want. Yo, I know Eddie Murphy over there ain't really talking.
Yo, Danny DeVito and a face ass nigga.
Oh man, dog, my hairline is not in the middle of my head. Why you got that?
Oh, nigga, I got a cut today, so I ain't got no hairline in it.
You ain't got no hair, period, nigga. Bald-headed ass nigga. Take the floor mats out your car, dog. Only nigga I know that got 7 floor mats in the driver's seat.
Oh, shit. Hey, Billy the Kid.
What's happening?
Yo.
Yo.
Fuck that nigga go. Hey, Billy the Kid.
Yo.
You there?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. All right. Yeah, we good. My shit was just fucking up.
Yeah. Yo, I'm here. Hit me up later, dog.
Hey, well, where the fuck you at now?
I'm at my man Ivan crib.
Oh. That nigga's in the hood.
Yeah, holla at me.
That nigga's definitely in the building. Hey, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I banged on that nigga. Woo! Glorious! Excellence! Yo, nigga, this ain't about you, nigga. It's about us. Nigga, fuck you and your beef. Give a shit about that. You take your beef elsewhere. You go to the other show. Where the nigga's at. Man up. Grab your nuts and call up to his station. See if you got the balls to blast him on his station. I love you anyway, you're my cousin. But man the fuck up, nigga. Ah. Now we got that bullshit out of here. Hey, Cooper, how you doing?
I'm all right.
You all right there? Hey,
yeah.
Jason, why is this dude still talking shit? I don't know. I don't know. Who gives a fuck? Yo, what up, you know? Yo, I'm just mad because, you know, this nigga said this nigga said that, and this and that, and then, you know.
I just wanted to ask him, why didn't he just go up to him
exactly.
And ask the dude?
Why didn't you go up to him that day and ask him?
Exactly.
But yeah, why didn't you grab your nuts, nigga, and be like, hey, nigga, you ain't got this in your apartment. Get it. Be tough about it. I don't know, man. These niggas nowadays. And then they can come on internet radio and, you know, get whatever's on their chest, off their chest.
I got another question. Why people think that because they got a little something, they're better than somebody else?
Exactly. That don't mean nothing, all right? Just because you got 2 bank accounts and this and that and, you know, you own your house and all this shit and this and that and so what a brother ain't got to have. If it's true he ain't got no car, he ain't got no car. You got 10 cars, so fucking what? You got 10 cars, he has no car. When he gets a car, if he gets some hot shit and you have no car, then he gets a crack on you. Like, it just makes no sense. You're not better than me because you have 10 cars. That just means that you're going to be breaking your pockets with extra more money while I'm going to be chilling in the fucking cut. You know? Oh, man. I tell you what, I think he might have been just jealous because he wasn't at that party. I was at another club, and I was kind of jealous that I wasn't at the party. You know, but hey, who gives a fuck, you know? Yeah, but he was just talking on and on and on and on. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, who cares?
I'm just clearing on my chest. Ain't no beef. Ain't no beef. If he wants some, but ain't no beef.
After that, I
would have
muted him.
I should have muted him after that. Like, oh, wait, okay. You're talking shit, but you consider it speaking your mind. And not only are you speaking your mind, but you also have the nerve to bring your bitch ass on the radio talking about, yeah, this nigga did this, and he did this, and he's this, and he's that. But I ain't got no beef, though. Shit don't make no sense. Matter of fact, you know what? Hey, Billy the Kid, I got something for you, man. I got something for you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got something for your ass.
What you got? What you got?
Oh, I'll tell you what I got for him. That's what I got for you, nigga. Lay down, nigga. Take that, nigga. Bitch ass. Oh, bitch ass. I love you because you're my cousin. I love you. Don't be coming over here talking shit. Starting shit on my radio station, on our radio station. I feel good after that one. Feel much better. I'm going to play this song.
Why are you still talking shit?
Huh?
I said, now why are you still talking shit?
I'm talking shit because I can do that.
Oh, okay.
That's right. You can do it too.
I'm letting you know. You're still talking shit.
Yeah, that's right.
We should just move on.
I'm going to move on.
Let's just move on.
Oh, man. So it feels good to get that out, you know?
Yeah, I'm glad you got that off your
chest. Where the fuck did SD and 6-4 go? Oh, Goonie Magoogoo face ass niggas. Alright, well, look, we're gonna play a song. Sorry about that, people in the chat room. Someone was asking me what was this guy talking about. He was pretty much talking about that somebody ended up. He tried to get up with a fat bitch. The fat bitch played him. He didn't want to tell us that he got played by a fat bitch, so he decided to come up on here. Because, hey, I know the real deal. So, it's like, I didn't want to shut him down. I wanted to let the little nigga talk, you know. I mean, he's short. Yeah, I mean, he's mad because he's always falling off the curbs and shit, you know. He's got that short man's, you know, syndrome and shit. So, I just let him talk. I wasn't going to shut him out besides family. Let that nigga talk. But the real deal is, that nigga, one nigga with the fat bitch was playing games, he left out, stormed out, said, fuck it, I'm out of here, I ain't getting no pussy from the fat bitch. Left. And since we found out about that, we sort of kind of clowned him for that. He didn't like it. Of course you don't like it. You don't like it when you get clowned that you couldn't get QT from a fat chick. So what did he do? He got mad. The guy he was talking about shitting on him. You know, like, oh, you're lame. You crying over pussy that you ain't get. Crying over fat girl. Which was true. This nigga got mad. And make a long story short, since he had his time to shine, he brought the short men syndrome on. He came on and vamped and did his thing. I applaud you on that one, nigga. We got an hour. Show must go on. I felt so good. I'm glad you sent me that, too. I was just about to tell him. Hey, Kuba said, hey, JJ, why is this dude still talking shit? Like, shut up.
Why Friday? Why is this?
Why?
Por qué?
Yeah, por qué. But, yeah, that's the story. I think the guest left. I don't know if it was she or he. You know, it's funny because when guests come in the room and say, hi, JJ, with lower caps, 9 times out of 10, it's a female. And, I don't know. Yeah, what the fuck was I gonna play?
Oh man. Hey JJ.
Yeah, what up?
Why doesn't glue stick to the inside of the bottle?
Why doesn't glue stick to the inside of the bottom?
Yeah, of the bottle.
Of the
bottle. Bottle that it comes in.
I don't know. Wait, it does stick to the. I don't know. Oh no, I bet because it's enclosed. Like glue only dries when wind is hitting it, so that's why glue doesn't stick to the bottom because it's closed up. That's why you squeeze it out, or you can pour it out. But I mean, it's closed. It's always closed.
Okay, so I got a better one for you. Why is the show called Unsolved Mysteries?
Mm-hmm.
If they were solved, they wouldn't be mysteries.
Oh, man, you got an SD on that one. SD, did you hear that?
Vibber?
Go on, Ma. Do it again.
All right. Why is the show called Unsolved Mysteries, right? If they were solved, they wouldn't be mysteries.
I don't know. Can't call that one.
I was asked this question, and I felt like a dumbass because I'm like, whoa.
It's unsolved mysteries. That's why, because it's not solved. That's why it's unsolved mysteries.
Pretty much.
But it's like it's one of the things that you have to actually think about it.
Or,
yeah.
Yeah, because what's a mystery? Something that you don't know, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So if you know it, it's solved. You know it. So it wouldn't be a mystery.
Okay.
Like, it, you know, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
You cleared it up just perfect for me.
Great. How about this? Why do people say an alarm clock is going off when it's really coming on?
It's very interesting. A lot of people do that.
You do that, Essie?
Your alarm went off. What? Oh, it went off? No, it's still on. No, it's going off right now. Fuck you talking about?
Yeah.
It's still on. You know, to tell you the truth, I never heard of that until I moved to Jersey. When I moved to Jersey, that's when I heard a little stupid shit like that. Like, yeah, no lie. Like, South Jersey, preferably. Like, oh, yo, my alarm and my car's going off.
Step back.
And I never understood for nothing. What are we talking about? Went off.
Well, how you say it?
Your alarm is going on.
Come
you
on.
Say that?
Stop fronting.
No, I'm being real. I never say a word off.
All
if
right.
If you say my alarm is going off, I'd be like, your alarm is on. Your car alarm is on. Someone
all
hit
right,
your fucking
you,
car.
I say it just like how you just said it.
It's going off, right?
Shit is going off, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Wait a
minute.
This shit is going off, B.
B. Cuban B.
She was going off. Straight up.
Oh, man. Mm-mm.
I'm used to, you know, it's just that black shit. I don't know.
That's crazy. All right. Why, if somebody tells you to duck, right, they're helping you, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if somebody calls you a chicken, they're insulting you.
Wait, what happened?
Oh, Lord.
Wait, what happened?
Are you serious? Where are you getting this material from right
wait,
now?
Wait, what did she say?
And he still don't get it. I said, why is it somebody tells you to duck, they're helping you, right?
Yeah.
But if they call you a chicken, they're insulting you.
Ah, wow. I don't know. I do not know. Because, I mean, chicken happens to be, you know, my favorite type of food.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
Why can love suddenly turn to hate? That's serious.
That is serious.
That is way too why she was scared to walk on the store because she seen me standing in front of the shit.
Was you what race was she?
White. Why are white people? Yeah. Why are these white people be getting scared when they see a black man standing in front of a white store?
And what they do is, to test you out, this is exactly what they do, dog. To test you out, they give you that fucking fake-ass little smile. That it's like, if the smile made noises, it would sound like this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? And if you respond like, then they're like, okay. But if you just be like, and just ignore it, that's when they grab their bag. Like, I was handing out flyers. And, this shit was hilarious. Me and my boy, we handing out flyers like slaves, pulling them on cars and shit. We're probably not going to be able to be allowed in the club. We were doing it anyway because we're free slaves. So, you know what I mean? We're handing these flyers out. And I see this white lady. And she's driving cars. And she's digging in her bag all nervous, like, and shit. So I'm like, what the fuck's going on? So my car is next to her. So I'm done, and I'm about to walk up, and I see she quickly calls somebody on her cell phone and is acting like she's talking on the phone and walking with her purse real tight against her thighs. Like,
you know,
come on.
You know the funniest is this. Say we all standing on the corner or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we chilling, we on the corner, we playing the corner hard body, and you see, like, I mean, like, this white dude or a white lady walking down the same side of the street as you standing on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me why, when they're coming down the street and they get to, like, a certain area of the sidewalk, they decide to cross the street and walk down the other side. Like, what's really happening? Like, come on, God. Like, if we wanted to goonie up on you, like, we would get you. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're making yourself look more hot by crossing the street. Like, come on.
Yeah. I got a question, man. Why would anyone in their righteous mind drive a fucking Hummer? A big, ugly, ridiculous gas guzzler. It's a gas guzzler, and it's all big and oafy. Like, why would you buy that? And why do old people have fucking hairy ears? Like, they all have gray hair come out their fucking ears and shit.
Yo,
like,
that's all men, too,
like an enchanted
so.
Forest, right?
Huh?
And that's
like
all men, too,
forest,
too.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't call it.
I don't understand that.
I can't call it.
Alright.
Oh, this is going out to Cuba and everyone else.
What?
Why do people... That's a funny-ass word. I thought... Why do people mutilate themselves with tattoos, piercings, mutilating surgery? Especially some African tribes like the Ubangi. I don't know what the fuck that is, but why do people do that? Like, people be loaded with tattoos.
Well, no, my tattoos mean something to me.
Yeah?
Like, I think it's body art.
All right, well, body art, that's cool. What, you have kids?
Yeah.
All right, well, that's understandable. But you got people walking around with, like Chinese letters all over their neck, and they're like, oh, this my whole neck means... I'm powerful, wisdom, gracious, and I am a good person and a good human being. And you go to China, you wonder why everyone laughing at you. And you're like, why is everyone laughing at me? Because your neck says you're a homosexual faggot and you like to drink hot sauce mixed with ketchup.
Yep.
And eat donuts on the weekend. Like, come on, man. These Chinese letters, you don't know what the hell that means. Like, for instance, Cuba, tell me your story about the dragon.
All right. My friend went to a tattoo parlor, and he's getting the, like, something on the wall, and it's, like, a whole bunch of animals. So he's like, he wants dragon because, you know, he likes martial arts, whatever, whatever. So he points at the thing, and he's like, yeah, I want this one. So the guy tattoos, whatever, and then, you know, at the end of the tattoo, he's like, oh, yeah, this looks hot, this and that, whatever, and he's saying it. Oh, yeah, this dragon, this and that. And the guy's like, no, you picked a turtle. He's like, turtle?
And the shit was already on.
You got turtle on my arm. He's like, you picked that one. The names were on the bottom. He thought it was on the top of the picture, and the names were on the bottom of the picture. So he picked the one, like, you know, above the picture, which was actually the turtle, not the dragon. And he's fucked up. So he named him Turtle.
It's like, yeah, why would you even get, I mean, hey, if you're listening, bro, I mean, it's understandable. This is hate, so don't take it personal, but I mean, this is hate radio.
Like,
don't ever take, don't take nothing personal on here. Like, nothing. I shit on people because it's funny to me. But don't take it personal. You know? It's only business. But why the fuck would you get a dragon on you?
Dragon?
Why would you put anything that says dragon anywhere on you?
Well, I guess he thought, I don't know. Billy Lee.
Well, I don't know. I guess dragon in martial arts is like a very...
Billy Lee. Jimmy Lee.
Yeah.
Oh, Jimmy Lee in the face.
Wait,
ass nigga.
I got something. Why do people constantly keep going back to the refrigerator hoping that something's new gonna pop up?
Yeah, I don't
know.
I've been
doing
that too, hanging up front. I don't make I don't do it with hopes that something new is gonna pop up. I don't know why I do it. It's just a habit.
Hello, man. You got
you
your excuses.
Back, you don't find nothing you want, you close it up,
my,
you walk away.
I'm gonna tell you what my reason is. I got the broke man syndrome. Like, when you're broke, you ain't got no money for nothing out there in the world, and you like, damn, what the fuck is there to eat? So you open the refrigerator, like, damn, ain't nothing up in here, nothing but salads and shit. Close it. And it's like, 10 minutes later, it's like you wish that there was something in there that you overlooked. Your hope is you overlooked something. Like, that's what that's all about.
Yeah, straight up, that's what it really be.
Oh, we got L.E. calling in. L.E. calling in the building.
Let's go, L.E.
L.E. L.E., you on, man?
Yo, listen, I want to give a shout-out to all the girls who use Proactive.
Oh, yeah.
I want to give a shout-out to everybody who puts mayonnaise on their fries.
Oh yeah, I do that shit.
I do it.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout-out to everybody with a size 15 and above shoe.
Yo, I got a question to ask you, L.E.
Sure, ask me. Ask away, buddy.
Rumor has it, I don't know how true this is.
Listen, if you're I listen to the show every night now.
All right,
so if you're talking about what
so
think you're talking about.
Yeah, so you called yesterday's show then, huh?
So listen, this is what you have to do, all right?
Yeah.
You have to check, because everything is based on credit now, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
My credit is running about a 700, you know what I mean? My shit ain't that great, but it's not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
You have to look at the person who's saying these things. You have to look at that person's credit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, is that shit accurate? Or, you know. Like, that's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say.
No doubt, no doubt.
You know, just look at the person's credit that you... Because if I recall, she was saying something about you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That person was saying something about you.
Yeah.
Now, was that in fact true or not?
I mean, of course we all know it's not true. Like, for people
exactly.
that know me, everybody that knows me knows the drill. Like, you know what
right.
I mean?
Right. So we have to check that person's credit. You know what I'm saying? And that's all it is. Cuba, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Cuba. Is it Cuba or Cuba?
You can call me whatever you want.
All right, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
What do you do? Where do you work?
Where do I work? I work for internet radio sales.
Internet radio sales?
Interrep, no. Regular radio stations, but different accounts. I have LA accounts.
Okay, how's the weather out there?
Well, I'm actually in Florida, but the weather over here is great.
Yeah, that's what I know. Yeah. Listen, I've been listening to this retarded show for the past, I don't know why. I swear, yo, every
you know why,
home,
you know why
right?
you listen to this show, man.
Listen, I go home, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's about, I say, I get home at maybe like 1 o'clock, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The first thing I do is open up my laptop. And I actually have you guys bookmarked now.
Oh, wow.
That's what's up.
I have Blog Talk Radio /TV show bookmark. So I just go into the bookmark, and it automatically brings up today's show, you know?
Wow. See, that's hot right there. People rate us. Yo, what y'all need to start doing is rating us, like hitting us with some ratings, like, you know what I mean, what y'all think about the show. Hit us up with a comment and a rate.
Right?
Huh?
I said I can only do that once.
Yeah, well, I mean, once is good.
Wow. But that's it. So everybody's all right? Where's 6'4"?
I don't know where 6'4" is at. Matter of fact, 6'4" is right here. Hold on.
Yeah, what up?
What kind of high shit was that? I don't know where that nigga's at.
Yeah, well, they sharing the same phone.
Right?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, you know, technical difficulties in him, man. You know what it is like.
Yo, I need to be over there with what they got.
Yeah, you know, my phone's on the fridge, so we got to hold it down some other way. But as you can see, we found a way to get niggas in the building.
All right.
I mean, what up? Who that?
Yo, E.
He me?
Yeah, E me.
I'm right. What up, E?
Chilling, man, chilling. Same old.
Yeah, nigga, like that.
Yeah, nigga like that. Hey, what's everybody doing for Thanksgiving, man? I gotta work, but I'll be off 12. Now I wanted to go from grandma to your mom's to everywhere. I was trying to make like 5 trips, man.
Yeah,
oh, and light up.
And light up.
As long as you got that shit that gets rid of my shit, so when I get tested, it's gone. Light up, word.
Yo, JJ, where are you headed to?
Huh?
You coming down this way?
Yeah.
You actually need to come down here, cause
I got to scrape some money up because I owe one of the brothers some money. Man, I don't want the nigga to think I'm dodging him.
Uh-huh. Listen, as long as you don't move to Florida. as long as you don't move to the other coast.
Well, I'll be over there for Thanksgiving, so.
Yeah?
Yeah. Cool.
You know what?
You got to
be lighting up.
That's what's up.
And you're actually all right. Like, you're pretty all right, you know?
Oh, shit. Pretty
no,
all right.
Thank you.
No, she's all right. Like, I don't know what to, you know, I'm not going to sweat her like everyone else does because about her.
You're keeping it real. You're not fake about the situation.
No, I'm not faking any jacket. She's all right, man. She looks pretty good. I was like,
she's ready
to act. All right.
Thank you.
I expected you, like, from your voice, I expected you to look a certain way. And then
when
I saw your picture, I was like, whoa, what's going on here, you know?
Regular, right?
Yeah, I expected her to look like some old Steph Lover in the face ass.
Let's go.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. Say hi to baby boy.
Hi, Uncle. You with him?
Hey.
Yo. Hey, how you doing?
Hey. You heard him?
Yeah.
Hold on. Put him on blast.
I went to a doctor. I had a piece of eye.
What are you doing?
I'm eating chips.
How about it? Little 6'4".
You said little 6'4".
Little 6'4".
I guess he's done.
Okay.
6'4 is in the store.
Alright, well, it's almost lunchtime for me. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, I just want to put it on wax. I just got here because it's like from the last show that I was on. You know, show much love, you know, and from now, I know y'all want to get into it, and we don't want to make this fat bitch famous, but I was told that you called her back recently.
That's what I was trying to get at.
Listen, partner, let me tell you something,
all right? I heard you still dabbling in future used goods.
Yeah.
For the sake of making good radio, I'll delve into what's going on, all right? How about that? For the sake of making great radio, great block talk radio.
Yeah. Right?
So what happened is, I'm chill. I'm going to set the scenario for you, right? I'm busting my ass working like I usually do. You know, it is what it is. And my phone rings. Bring! So I'm like this. Oh, shit. You know, everybody should know not to call me at work.
Yeah.
Because I'm working. You know what I mean? So... who is it? It's a block call, and I'm like this. Immediately, I pick up the block call because I'm like fiend. You know what I'm saying? Everyone else is like, I'll call that person back. But the block call is kind of mysterious. You're like, who's on the other end of that line?
Yeah.
I pick up the block call, and who is it? But, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, after like 2 minutes, I'm like, yo, listen, I got to go, man. I got to go. And that was it.
Okay. Like, you made it seem like, you know, you was on that. And I'm like, yo, nah, it can't be.
It was like, to me, it's, you know, it's in the ground. All right? It's in the ground. Dirt is laid on top of it. The flowers are actually starting to sprout up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it's a dead issue to me.
Yeah, but, like, come on. You see how she was trying to spaz out yesterday, but it was immediately nullified. Like, come on.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too. I was like, wow, like, that's crazy, you know? But, like I said, it is what it is, man. Like, it's not my place to try and come in here and put people on blast and all that. So,
I already told you, man. I guess you felt like giving to the needy, like we said.
Right. I could just be my humble self, you know? Like, I'm not, I'll give you the Good Samaritan award.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not an asshole or, you know, I'm not trying to fucking put anybody on blast. I'm just trying to do me.
And I feel you. I feel you on that one. I respect that for you, Ilya. I really do. But before you hang up, you got to do us one favor, man. You got to go against your word. Word.
You got to do what?
You got to go against your word. You got to blast. You got to put somebody on blast for you. From now on, callers, when you call up, you got to put somebody on blast before you hang up.
All right, listen, listen. This is who I want to put on blast, all right? Fat people, stop eating, all right? It's no good for you. Their cholesterol is going to go through the roof,
mm-hmm.
all right? McDonald's is getting rich off of you fat motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy's is getting rich off of you fat motherfuckers. Y'all need to calm it down.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And that's it, man. That's it. Like, I'm still going to, you know, I'm going on lunch now, so I'll probably listen to you guys for a couple more minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then fucking get out of here. But, you know, like I said, I try to keep the peace, man. I try to keep the peace with everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, it's too many assholes running around here in the world, so.
Oh, yeah.
Why should I be one, you know?
Yeah.
Why should I be one? You know, I let you guys do all the asshole work. You guys are doing a great job at it, too.
Thanks, man. Hey, I got one more question before you leave. Why do things that are boring make us sleepy?
That's a good question. Like what?
Like anything. Like
whack
like
chicks.
For, what'd you say?
Like whack chicks.
Yeah, like me, like fucking reading. Because I stutter when I read, so I don't like reading anyway. I stutter in my head, let alone out in the open, so, you know. But it's like, it's amazing. I can stay up all night and party. As soon as I lay, sit down and just look at the fucking wall, I get tired. Like, why?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
That is a good, that's a decent question.
Yeah.
That's a very good question.
All right, well, enjoy the rest of your night at,
Hold on, what's the topic for today? What's the tagline for today?
Why Fridays?
I mean,
why
we try Fridays? To put it like this. We try to stick to topic.
Oh, but
like,
we never can.
We never can.
Right, but you know what's crazy? Like, you guys are all over the place. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what makes it good, is that you guys are all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, because if you were to stay on one subject, I'd be like this. I'm turning this shit off. I'm actually going to do my homework.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But because you guys are all over the place. And it's crazy because I take my laptop from my bedroom into my fucking kitchen with me. I take the fucking shower. I was taking a shower this morning listening to the show from last night. Like, oh, my God.
You know, it's funny. I was doing the same thing.
Hmm?
I was doing the same thing this morning. I was listening
Puerto Rican
to the
chick?
Show. Huh?
Where's that Puerto Rican chick?
Uh-oh.
She's on vacation.
She's on vacation?
Yeah, she's on vacation.
Hold on, wait. This is a typical question. I know you heard this question before. Where's all your homegirls at?
Well, I'm in Florida. I have no friends.
All our friends in North Jersey, dog. Best believe.
Yeah.
All of them.
Well, I'll be a friend.
Hey, dog. She has a chick for you. 6'4" can vouch for that. She's a freak. Name's Eileen.
Oh, yeah.
I would.
Eileen.
Yeah. Yeah, she's nasty, too. Yeah.
I'm recommending Eileen.
Yeah, you get
okay?
down with her.
If you want to take it, their word or whatever, I'm not the one recommending her.
Listen, Eileen, you say his word. I'm not vouching for nothing.
Oh, you're not vouching for that, Ethan?
I'm not saying anything.
Hey, 6'4".
You can see in the matrix right now, but how you feel about Eileen, 6'4"?
Feel about who?
I plead the fifth on that one.
I'm trying to hook E up with Eileen. What you think about that?
Yeah, I do not vouch for anything. I think.
Barry, 6'4", what'd you say?
You said if you offer a net to him, he's trying to clown you. What's her story? She's stickums. That's her story.
She's a freak, man.
Stickums and she.
Dog, put like this. She gave us a 30-minute talk on how to take it in the ass.
Oh, what show was that? What date was that?
Yeah.
I gotta listen to that one.
That was last week, actually. You can still hear it, though.
Really?
It was on Tuesday, Tasty Tuesdays.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, it was on Tuesday.
Yeah.
you go in here because you already know how I play when it comes to the freakers, L.E. You know how I play.
I thought SD was gonna kill her when he saw her picture.
I was gonna slander her, but that probably would have made her famous. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I ain't gonna make him famous. I'm gonna just make him pop off.
I thought about it afterwards. I said, oh, my God. I said, which one? The first thing I thought about, I was like, oh, man, the roast. Oh, man.
Because it's funny.
That's the first thing that I was thinking.
Hey, yo, E, it's funny because 6'4", he's looking at the picture, and I'm seeing it. I'm like, oh, shoot, he's cute. Then I scroll down. I'm like, and I'm like, I'm thinking, you ever think, like, you see a chick and you be like, and Aileen, babe, if you listening, I'm sorry. I probably would still pipe. But,
He's
I probably would still. But it's like, I see Shorty, and then I scroll down. I'm like, okay, Shorty's cute. I scroll down, scroll down, scroll down. I'm like, Shorty's thick. Okay, she's thicker. Okay, she's thickest. Damn.
She's
no
she's
stop.
Fat. Yeah, she's definitely.
So, I see 6'4". 6'4", like, oh, yeah. But I'm over here G'ing him up. Like, oh, she's bad. She's bad.
I wasn't G'ing him up because I had it on the screen already.
Oh,
shit. He wasn't G'ing no man up. He was just letting you ride with that.
Oh, okay. Because 6'4", all of a sudden, he's looking. He's like, is this the roasting hour yet? Or is he's asking, like, are we still roasting people? I said, yeah, go ahead. Do what you got to do. He's like, yo, Ma, you are, you're sick.
He put the brakes on that, though.
Yeah, he's like, you're sick. And she was like, yeah, I know. He's like, no, but you're sick. Like, you're really sick. And that's a nice 6'4 that I never saw before. Because 10 seconds later, I'm pretty sure he would have roasted the shit out of her.
Yeah.
You know how I play. I was just trying to make him pop off.
Yeah.
I was trying to make him pop off.
Yeah.
Where does she live? New York?
South Jersey.
She's in Raheem Land. I mean, in JJ Land.
She's in Atlantic City.
Okay. Yeah, she's a nice mom.
Tell me where I am in 2 seconds. Tell me where I am. You in a bodega?
Bodega.
I missed that. You don't know how much I missed that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's an old, that
I'm
sounds like a bodega.
I don't
want to
crowd you guys' music.
Especially
shout out
to the little bodegas that have the little Coronas nice and cold for you.
Yo, shout out to all the bodegas up north in New York that I can go in the store right now and get a brewski. I can get some liquor. You know what I mean? Out in Jersey, you can't do that, man. You only can get liquor in liquor stores. Like, they don't have corner stores where you can go get, like, a, you know, something to drink and all that.
Oh, yeah, here, everywhere.
Corny.
Everywhere. They have gas stations. They have liquor in the Winn-Dixie's, which is a store.
Where, down there?
Yeah.
Yeah, dog, man. Down here, they ain't got it. You got to go to a liquor store.
You can go to a restaurant, right, and order, like, a little takeout and, like, take a beer with you.
Not out here. Gun store, liquor store.
Gun store, liquor store.
Chinese restaurant, gun store, liquor store.
Oh, wow. The next question is, why do guys like fat chicks?
Why do guys like fat chicks? Because fat chicks will do anything without fronting. That's why.
Yeah, that
fat
is
fat chicks do it all. These skinny chicks don't do it all.
Do it all like what?
I mean,
They get it in.
They're doing whatever you ask them to do. They're doing it. Huh?
Look, I want you to hang over my balcony and suck my dick.
Like,
and if you fall, you fall.
Wait a second. If she's a fat chick, how's she going to hold on?
Hey, like I said, if you fall, you fall. And they be like, all right, bet, pal, let's do it.
And they're doing any and everything, God. Yeah. I ain't going to say all fat chicks are, but a lot
majority
of them.
Not
all the women that can hang on.
Like, you know, far the majority of fat chicks that, I ain't going to front, far the fat chicks I've dealt with and everything.
Oh,
straight
wow.
up, done it all.
I got just one question. I'm just going to say the two words it is. Male nipples. I mean, no, male nipple rings. It's three words.
No good.
Why?
No
Why?
Good because, come on, son.
First of all, that shit gotta hurt.
I don't even like women with their nipples pierced. Like, what's really popping?
Yeah, because, I mean, that fucking ring is all in the way. I want to lick
it. It's all
nipples.
In the way. Like, man, I'm saying, I can't really handle what I need to handle. Like.
And then I don't want to pull the shit wrong and shit rip out and shit. And
yeah, like, come on. That's very whack.
What about tongue rings?
Tongue rings?
Oh, yeah. On a guy, that's femme. That's femme. On a guy, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the guys out there, but that's feminine to me, man. You
what?
Got a tongue ring?
What?
I know women that said that was you know, homo-ish.
But a lot of guys in the city have that.
Well, that's them guys.
That's another question. Why incest? Why would you have sex with your own flesh and blood?
That's gross.
Yeah, that doesn't even make sense. Like, come on.
Like,
come on.
Yo, why
like,
is
I
it
know, I know
that
somebody
on peanut butter, right? In the jar, that they have may contain traces of peanut butter.
Why?
Wait, what'd you say?
Why is it that on a peanut butter jar, right, it says may contain traces of peanut butter?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like, it's peanut butter. Are people too stupid to know that?
Yeah.
Like, right now, I'm looking at a Skippy. Super chunky, and it says may contain traces of peanut butter.
Oh, you're looking at a what?
The Skippy peanut butter.
Who had the recall? Was it Peter Pan or Skippy?
Rabbit.
They had a recall because it was like they had like found rat poisoning in the peanut butter or whatever.
Oh.
And I don't know if it was Peter Pan or Skippy.
I don't know. I don't deal with Peter Pan, and I don't see Peter Pan on the market so much. So it's probably that.
Hold on. We got a caller calling up. My bad, caller.
Send him up.
They was on a hole. Yo, you on the air? Yo.
Caller, where you at, man?
Yo.
He want to roll around? He should have just left him on mute.
Yeah, I definitely should have did. That made no fucking sense. Definitely should have did.
Man, like, come on, God. Like, don't call the show and then now don't say nothing. Like, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, it really doesn't. I mean, yeah, my bad if you ain't got a computer to listen or you know, your speakers are broke, so you want to listen to the show from here. Hey, caller.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, my bad. My phone hit on that mute.
All right. What up, man?
What it is. I just called to show some love. Y'all be doing it up there. I thought my son Rodney would be up there. He up there?
Oh, SD? Yeah, he right here.
Yeah, man. What's poppin', yeah, man? Rodney, what it is, nigga? You know who it is. It's Buddy Love in the place.
I love. What's right? Poppin'?
Buddy Love. You told me about the radio station, so I told you I'm going to come through and show some love all day.
That's what's
all
up,
that,
man.
All
that's
that.
What we need, niggas. You know, show that love.
Word, definitely. Y'all doing y'all thing out here. I'm hearing about it. It's a go.
Oh, true. Good looking. You got any questions, you know what I mean? Like, you know, any wild questions? Like
anything, man. Anything.
Anything. Anything.
Yeah. I got a question. Why it's so slow right now? This money ain't pumping. What's going on?
Oh, no.
It's cold outside.
Yeah. But what I was told is raining. That might be what it is.
I'm on my polar bitch. Did you figure, Dale? It's on
yeah,
all day.
Yeah.
I'm out here getting it.
Yeah. Huh?
Already know.
What's up, bud?
They ain't no, like, what's going on with all this? Why these niggas is bugging at the ferry? When last time y'all been to the ferry, God? This is something y'all need to talk about with all these dogs on the ferry, son.
Oh, are you
niggas
serious?
Sniffing niggas' butt and all that, God. Like, these niggas swear these niggas is coming through on the ferry with bombs and shit. Like, it's good.
Yeah.
I don't know, family. You already know about that situation. But then they get mad at us. They get mad at us when we start rapping, when we start taking them bed sheets off their head, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get mad at us when we unwrap them motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's Jake for you.
True.
Motherfuckers don't give a shit.
Word up.
I don't know. Why is cops dickheads?
Sure. That's what they born with.
I mean, you got a gun, you got a badge. Half the niggas in the hood got guns the same and, you know, got nightsticks and shit. So, I mean, that doesn't make you tough. Like, oh, because you have a badge.
That's a classic case of being abused as a child. Like, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. They got picked on in school. Niggas was walking around taking their free lunches and shit, reduced lunch.
Taking their little lunches and all that, you feel me? Taking their little candy money.
Yeah.
Taking their little milk money, work.
Yeah.
They feel bad about it, and what we see it as is survival, straight like that.
Yeah.
He said he was waiting for you, G, but you took my alone, son.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he left. He boogie. He said he was waiting for you. Took a minute. Yeah.
Yeah.
Telling you, God, it's nothing, though. You see, know the thing about the police, G?
Yeah.
Police do what they want, my nigga, because you know why? Because we don't say nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the whole point about it. Everybody got something to say, but us as people don't say nothing. Now, mind you, we out here on Staten Island, you feel me now? If all five boroughs came together, everybody in Staten Island came together, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
What can police do, son?
They can't do shit.
How you stop a team like that? That's not just one person going against the police. That's a whole damn nation right there. All Brooklyn, Queens. Matter of fact, hold on a minute. Y'all keep putting it out there. Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, all that. The five boroughs stand up. Everybody know that's what it is. You
uh-huh.
feel me? But if all of us came together and stood up like that, son, police couldn't do nothing. Gun for gun, straight like that, them niggas is nothing. That's why they keep us divided. Keep the good niggas in jail and keep the bum-ass niggas on the street.
Word up.
You figure, yeah. Dale? They don't know. They think we bum-ass niggas, but they don't know how smart niggas is. That's why we getting all they fucking money.
Uh-huh. That's how you got to do it, man. Unfortunately, that's how you got to play the game. Like, all right, well, true, you know what I mean? I'm going to just get that money and whatever.
That's it. We taking it out of their pockets and they taking it out of ours.
Exactly.
That's why, you feel me? That's why I can't respect the blue, the white and blue. You feel me? The white and blue, they could beef nuts. You feel me? The D-techs, them niggas don't really care, dog. They find a bag of weed on you, it's nothing. They looking for them hammers.
Yeah, they looking for them slams.
Sometimes them niggas is faggots, too, word blood.
Uh-huh.
Y'all should start spitting on them niggas, dog. That's what I think, son. Everybody should just start spitting on the blue and white.
It happens, God.
I ain't gonna
Brooklyn splashing on cops.
Look, like damn it, two, three weeks ago, niggas is there. I'm damn about to wash the cop up, trying to visa a nigga in the street.
It's so funny. It's funny because this chick on one of our shows, we went on this thing on this little chat thing, and Shorty was in there talking about she's NY, like NYPD.
Oh,
and we like, yo, how do you admire your job? She said she lives in Staten Island, but she works over the blue. So she works, you know what I mean, in the city.
Yeah, she can't work
because
out here. Because
she said she don't want to, she said that so-called her friends, you know, are so-called not right.
Everybody look at her differently and all that shit. Cause
yeah.
She don't want to be out here with that because niggas will look at her straight like, yo, you
that
down with the problem right. Instead of the fucking solution.
But she get this. Then she goes, oh, I don't really want to be a cop. I just wanted to get my gun license.
Yeah, she's a cop. Gun license. She's a gun license without all that.
Oh, so she want to run around and shoot her ex-boyfriends and shit.
Exactly.
That's it?
She said, I just joined NYPD just to get a gun.
Tell her, if she listening right here now, tell her to call back and I'll fix that whole gun problem because niggas out here is toting a shot, you hear me?
Yeah.
Let her know niggas is pregnant with baby elephants, fucking. The trunk been hanging out since we've been born. You figured, Dale?
Mm-hmm.
fuck with you heard. Niggas is wild hunted all day, buddy. Be like in the place. You hear me? I'm a crazy nigga, God, and I keep it official. All you ladies out there that be fronting, acting like y'all doing it big, start washing your panties.
Oh, boss. Matter of fact, Ma, light that before anything else. Just then shut your face, because I'm interested in what you have to say, honestly. I mean, I can front like I am, but there's no need.
Yeah.
Shit.
6'4" in the fucking building.
You already know, man. Technical difficulties and daddy things, man. I ain't saying no more.
All right, bud, man.
Definitely. I just came through, show some love, my nigga. Y'all niggas stay up and do y'all thing. Loving what y'all doing, bigging up in the hood, my nigga. Everybody stand up. Y'all niggas do y'all numbers, baby. Peace and love, you heard?
We're standing out in the building, man.
All right.
One. That's what I'm talking about. Niggas showing that love.
Mm-hmm. Bud, I'm showing Bud love, man.
Bud love.
Uh-huh.
Bud love.
Come on, look at the food there.
Yo, man, I'm going to send this out to Bud, man.
Eat it, okay?
I'm sending this song out to Bud, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all keep it locked.
Let's go, man. I ain't heard that song in a minute.
Yeah, you know. Let's go, nigga.
Huh.
Got to go to run. to say he left with the basement. Go through the replacement door. Come up in my neighbor's yard with a taste for war. You know I laced the floor with the hollows. Crack the safe, grab the bottles.
What do you want me to do?
Big Carlos. Two houses over by the tall black fence. I keep the hoopty park for situations like this. They go grease. Yo, get in. New drive.
What the fuck you doing, nigga?
Trying to stay alive. Cops on every corner. I lean back and try to cruise by. Who the fuck did it snitch? Must have been a new guy. Damn, get back on our ass. Put your foot back on the gas. Stepping it fast. Trying to pull up on the side. But I'm packing a blast. Trying to take the niggas' heads off. Fuck, cracking the glass. Hey, look out. Damn, came so close. No one's with that bitch.
Like you said, nigga.
Shit, the cops hit us. I know they ain't gonna leave us. Go up here and make this left. Pull it over. Take a breather. Drop it on the floor. Boom. Got it through the door. Pedal to the floor. The office flying. Death is in the air. Now north is mine. But I know it's time. It'll be what it is. And all I can think of is what about my kids. Shit, they on the corner. Hit the sidewalk quick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more clips. Hit the fire hydrant, get low for the shootout. Run through the fire, pull a joint from my boot out. Poke me in the shoulder, the neck, the ear. I'm going out fast, and the last thing I hear is boom, boom, boom. Open the door, ATF.
Mm. That's pretty deep, man. That was off his first album, man. That joint was definitely tight, you know. It has a lot of meaning to it. A lot of brothers don't know what the hell it means, but it has, you know, definitely has a lot of meaning to it. You know, I guess you got to be from the streets to know what the meaning, what exactly is coming out of his mouth. You know, what's really going on.
Boom, boom, boom.
What meaning did you get from all that?
What, the whole song?
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Open the door. It's ATS, man. The man that sent my girl downstairs to say he left, man. Straight up.
What about you, 6-4?
You don't deal with the alcohol, what? Tobacco, with firearms.
When you finish, just play the game.
He's talking to Oh Baby right now.
Oh Baby, Oh Baby.
You don't have to call me. When you finish eating, just play the game.
Yo, how you feel about that song, 6-4?
Oh, I'm back. I'm down. Eat that rice, please.
How you feel about it, JJ?
I mean,
remember?
It was definitely deep. When I first heard it, I knew exactly what the hell he was talking about. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's self-explanatory, like, boom, 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 open the door. You know what I mean? And it all involves around someone snitching.
Careful.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm.
All right, listen. Go ahead.
Yeah, like, it's all about, you know, the someone snitching on them and him, you know, getting got. It's messed up. This is the real world, you know. Niggas is out to get you. That's why, you know, on
that's why
the,
you gotta,
the street.
You can't let, that's why you can't let all these squares in your circle.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Because it's like, as soon as you and you gotta be on top of your game, because like me personally, I've never, you know,
what?
Been on the streets like that. I mean, I've been fortunate not to, but unfortunately, some people,
no.
You know, either they choose that route or they have no choice. You know what I mean, whether it be whatever, but to make a long story short, it's like, yeah, I mean, when you're doing your due. You always got to watch out for snitches. You always got to watch out for that man that you wouldn't let go for $3.
You always got to watch out for that black car, man.
That too. Or, like, in Camden, they had this big operation in Camden. And they had brothers in hooked, well, not brothers, well, they had brothers, white boys, whatever, cops, in hooked marshals, in hooked up cars, with the rim, bumping systems.
That's new to y'all out there?
Yeah, it's new to them out here. I've heard about it from NY and told them down here about it. And people were like, wow, it's crazy. But they started doing it down here.
Police riding the next year's shit, nigga.
Yeah.
Word.
Like, stuff. You like, oh, man, this ain't the cop.
Yo, like, yo. Not, yo.
Rimmed out with 20s, 22.
Yep. Tell me when I seen damn near every police, fed, U.S. Marshal, whatever I can see, girl, I done seen it. Like, wow, these niggas is driving shit like that, girl. Wow.
That shit is disgusting, son. It's very disgusting how much police and all that is out here, girl.
And how they bagging niggas. Come on, son. Them niggas just riding around in the O.J. Simpson, girl. Like, what's poppin'?
Hmm.
Just riding around in the Bronco. I'm like, oh, Lord, too much.
Yeah, it's definitely ridiculous.
But you know.
Yo, I got a question. Why is it called lipstick when it always comes off? It's not sticking to your lip.
I mean,
don't know. Good one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Because it's a stick used for your lips.
That was a good one, you smart ass.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Good one, good one.
All right, JJ, why you say you're taking a dump? Aren't you really leaving a dump? You're really not taking it with you.
Yeah, that's actually true. You know, why do most cars have speedometers that go up to at least 130 when you legally can't go that fast on any road? I should be
straight up.
I should be cut back on.
You heard what that man just said?
What?
Go to the Autobahn.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
The Autobahn, man.
Word.
Shout out to the Autobahn, man. Y'all already know what it is out there, man.
Why doesn't Tarzan have a beard? I mean, he's been living in the jungle all his life. What the hell is he using to cut his beard?
Yo, shout out to Raheem, underneath Raheem's mom's breast.
Oh, wow. Who's Raheem?
I don't know. That's this dude whose moms I was poking out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I hear that.
You know? Can I get PC?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you always got PC, like anybody who's around, really.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear that one. Seeing and hearing is two different things. I hear that, but I see this guy, Omar's mom, butt naked behind me, trying to get me off the computer, but I'm busy. Hey, I'm busy, all right? Bitch, call back, bitch. I'm busy.
Call back? You're busy? I thought she was behind you. Is she calling you or is she there?
She's behind me, and I'm looking over her, and I'm like, hey, call back, bitch.
Call back.
Now I'm back on the computer.
Everybody's government is being put on blast today.
Okay.
Everyone. I don't care. You know my government.
Yo, why do you click on start to exit Microsoft Windows?
There's this nigga I know named Rodney, and I'll be bending his moms over on very numerous occasions to the point where I don't even know what her face looks like.
Oh, Lord.
It's almost like I've never seen her.
Well, dog, I know what her face looks like because she's sucking my dick right now.
Right now?
Right now. Whopping me off.
I thought that was your mom giving you head.
Nah, it's his mom. It's Rodney's mom giving me head.
Oh, man, I'm about to go in on y'all niggas. Crazy out here.
Crazy.
Matter of fact, I'm not going to go in on y'all. I'll just wait till y'all moms get home. I'll send all my frustrations out on them.
Oh, we talking about us, dog. We talking about Raheem and Omar. And Rodney, like, what are you talking about? Us.
Niggas already know who it is, man. I mean, listen, man. Niggas.
I'm Rodney.
Niggas
want
to
I'm Rodney, man. I keep it
gangster, man. Niggas know the government out here, so what? Real niggas are respected and call me SD. Well, actually, the women call me SD.
The niggas
call me Slut.
Listen, I'm with it, God. Like, always. I'm with the 24/7 roast.
I have no problem with that either. Like, I've never had a problem with it, but you know, I leave it up into the fate of y'all hands.
And I got this chick named Lucy. She's over here buying me Lucy's right now.
And some Green Duchess.
Yeah, some Green Duchess. Yeah.
Shout out to Lucy.
Tell her to wipe her Dewey slit.
Yeah.
Wipe it with a wet wipe.
The wet wipe.
Go get your wet wipes. You already know. I see your headlights.
No doubt.
What? I'm going to ring the doorbell.
Huh.
Ding dong. Give me a nipple.
Oh, man.
What a day.
Oh, yeah. It was a beautiful day. Had a little bit of drama.
There you go.
Niggas talking for no reason.
Well, you know, it is
cool, though.
Out to myself, but I love, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, why is football called football when you're really not playing with your feet?
That girl.
Football. So why is it called football?
Yeah.
Well, they call it football because that's like another word for soccer, I guess.
Well,
but
soccer is with your feet, though. Us Spanish people, you know, football means football, like soccer.
All right, no doubt.
You know? because you're playing with your feet, but, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Do you play with your feet?
Okay, let me play with your feet.
You can play with something else.
Ooh. Mm. On duty.
I'm on duty. You could take a rough grocery store bouncer.
Hmm?
Word. Soda can security.
Mm-hmm.
Soda can.
Flight security in the face ass nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Top flight security nigga.
Chewbacca in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Flintstone in the face ass nigga.
Oh man, I'm about to go on this.
I'm about to go in this bunny rubber in the face ass nigga.
Come on, man. Why you trying to take my? Why you trying
nigga,
to take my?
Nigga, you old gazoo in the face ass nigga. You on this Joe Rockhead in the face ass.
Oh man, yo.
You old Dynamite Duke in the face ass.
Yo,
nigga.
Albertino in the face ass chick.
You old Al Pacino's mom's in the face ass nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You old Michelin man in the face ass nigga.
Yo, Bumby in the mouth ass nigga.
You old Princess Toadstool in the mouth ass nigga.
Princess.
Oh, Spinderella in the face ass nigga.
You old Taco Bell Chihuahua in the face ass nigga.
Yeah, yo, Alf in the face ass nigga.
You old 65-year-old female bus driver in the face ass nigga.
Oh man.
Oh,
yo, dirty, dingy, stinking DMV worker and a face ass nigga.
Don't pinch him in the face ass.
Nigga, you old retired car mechanic in the face ass nigga. Otis Redding in the face ass nigga.
Otis from Martin in the face ass nigga.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You old King Beef in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Gina in the face ass nigga.
Yo, Shaggy from Scooby-Doo in the face-ass nigga.
Oh, yeah, yo, Scooby-Doo in the face-ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Jerome in the face-ass
nigga. About to get on this Aaron Hall in the face-ass nigga.
Nigga, you old 16-year-old that R. Kelly pissed on in the face-ass
nigga. Oh, yo, little boy that Michael Jackson slept with in the face-ass nigga.
Like the climb trees.
Don't you,
you like some cookies?
Don't you climb trees?
Don't you climb trees? Would you like some cookies?
Nah, nigga. Like I said, man, you old Wookie in the face ass nigga.
Yo, Tom Green in a face ass nigga.
Yo, Jolly Green Giant in a face ass nigga.
Yo, Peter Paul in a face ass nigga.
I could get on this Hakeem Olajuwon in a face ass nigga.
Oh,
Manute Bowler in the face
ass
nigga.
Dan Arnold in a face ass nigga.
Oh, David Dierdorf Hasselhoff in a face ass nigga.
Oh, Pam Grant a face ass nigga.
Nigga, yo, Jeremy Irons in a face ass nigga.
Yo, bald headed Samuel Jackson a face ass nigga.
Yo, Sarah McLachlan in a face ass nigga.
Yo, Bruce Willis in a face ass nigga.
Nigga, yo, Sheryl Crow and Bruce Willis from Die Hard 3 in a face ass nigga.
Oh, shit. Oh, nigga got me on that one. I got no idea.
Yo, Miss Claus in the face-ass nigga. Jim Carrey the Grinch in the face-ass nigga.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, the little doll from the Grinch in the face-ass nigga.
Come on, God.
Went on this John Candy in the face-ass nigga.
You old cringer from He-Man in the face-ass nigga. Sound like Skeletor and shit.
Oh, man.
Silverhawks.
Davis in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Slimer in the face ass nigga.
You old Snarf from the Thundercats in the face ass nigga.
Yo, Cheech and Chong in the face ass nigga.
Addie BC in the face ass nigga.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh. You old Dread handicapped bastard in the face ass nigga. You old panhandling New York one selling ass newspaper handing out in 6 o'clock in the morning ass nigga.
Yo, Drew Stain in the face ass nigga.
Fucking get on this Chinese DVD man in the face ass nigga.
Fucking get on this African bootlegger in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Jamaican bobsled in the face ass nigga.
About to get on this beef patty eating in the face ass nigga.
Dougie Doug in the face ass nigga.
Yo, Wally Coyote in the face ass nigga.
kid and play in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Rogue running in the face ass nigga.
Ah, that was funny.
Man, look at old Foghorn
Leghorn. What you going on?
Foghorn Leghorn. Chicken horn.
Yo, Fabio in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Lord. Come on, you're
get on a Steven Spielberg in the face ass
Come on now.
Yo, Donald Trump in the face ass nigga.
Yo, Boba Fett in the face ass nigga.
Yo, Bo Vice in the face ass nigga.
Yo, Jabba the Hutt, the little rat creature that was chained to Jabba the Hutt in the face ass nigga.
Yo, Yoda in the face ass nigga.
C-3PO in the face ass nigga.
Yo, Cleo the psychic in the face ass nigga.
Nigga, you Orlando Calrissian in the face ass nigga.
Yo, the brat in the face ass nigga.
Come on, man. You old Beyonce in the face ass nigga. Now, how you a man that look like Beyonce, God? Come on, that's unacceptable. Unforgivable.
Unforgivable. They look like a bald Mr. T.
You're this Talib Kweli in the face ass nigga. Come on, man. You old little rat creature from Punky Booster ass in the face ass nigga.
Yo, Gargoyle in the face ass nigga.
You're this Marion Jones in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to roast this garbage pail kid in the face ass nigga.
35 in the face ass nigga.
The dolphin from Ace Ventura in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to go in on this Dan Marino.
Oh, Shrek 1 and 2 in the face ass nigga.
Nigga, you old evil villain from The Mask in the face ass nigga.
Yo, Gargamel from the face ass nigga.
Nigga, you old Shira in the face ass nigga.
Who?
Looking like Orko from fucking He-Man and shit. Get out of here, nigga. Take that claw from over
there. They look like Gandalf in the face ass nigga.
Samson in the son of Sam in the face ass nigga. Nigga, you old. You old Perseus in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to get on Percival.
I'm about to get on Charlotte and wet him in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Rock-a-Doodle in the face ass
nigga. I'm about to get on this Danny Glover in the face ass nigga. Nigga, you old Jack Nicholson from The Shining in the face ass nigga.
Oh, yo, Murphy Lee in the face ass nigga.
Nigga, you old Eddie Murphy from Raw in the face ass nigga.
Yo, Charlie Murphy from the face ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Matthew Broderick in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Matt Damon in the face ass nigga.
Nigga, your face look like a Snickers bar.
Yo!
This Klondike bar in the face ass nigga.
Oh, man!
Chunky ball.
Witcher McCallin in the face ass nigga, right?
Oh, man.
You old Sonny Chiba in the face ass nigga. Chiquita Banana Bitch in the face ass nigga.
Get on this Cheetos mascot in the face ass nigga.
You old Hamburglar in the face ass.
Yo, Dolomite in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to toss this Tony the Tiger in the face ass.
I'm about to get this old Busta Rhymes in the face ass nigga.
Come on, man. You old Grimace and the Fry Guy in the face ass nigga. Get out of here, man.
Yeah, we got 1 minute remaining.
Shout out to everywhere, man. All the hoods, man. All the hoods, man.
Definitely. Philly.
All the hoods.
Florida.
You know what I mean? Shout out to Chocolate Love from, you know what I'm saying, you know where you at and all of that. The
NJ.
The chocolate,
Brooklyn,
you know?
And East New York.
Yo, shout out to Brooklyn. You already know, man. Like, all of the positivity and all of that, all of the negativity for making the positivity shine. And you know how we keep it. Sorry for being late. Hope y'all still loved it.
SD in the building. 6-4 in the building.
Fizzle.
JJ the X-Man in the building.
Jay Jizzle.
Billy the Kid was in the building.
Cuba Nizzle.
Your boy Bud was in the building.
Bud Lizzle.
Cuba in the building. She wasn't here, but Boricua in the building.
Boricua.
Six. Make sure y'all stay tuned to Monday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Monday Madness.
Monday Madness.
The TD Show. Technical difficulties.
Word.
It's no different.
No.
One.
Water.
Scrooge McDuck in the face ass nigga.
He this Daffy Duck with his beak shot off in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Gizmo Duck in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Gizmo Duck in the face ass nigga. I'm about to get on this Rescue Rangers in the face ass nigga. To this Ranger Smith in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Telly from Teletubby in the face ass
nigga. You old Telly Savalas, Jokey Smurf in the face ass nigga.
Yo, Joe Clark from Higher Learning in the face ass nigga.
Nigga, you old Morgan Freeman in the face ass nigga.
shit, man. Y'all niggas know where it's at, man.
Yeah, y'all definitely know where it is.
Where else?
You with Jackson from Pulp Fiction and the face ass nigga with the curly pro. Fuck out of here, nigga.
Oh, John Travolta with the wig on from Pulp Fiction and the face ass nigga?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Bing Rhymes raping ass nigga and a face ass nigga? Yo, we out of here. Good night. He's about to roast. Go on.
Nah, go ahead. I'll roast this Celine Dion in the face later.
Nigga, you old Peebo Bryson and Donny Hathaway in the face ass nigga. You old Luther before he died in the face ass nigga. Nigga, you old Chuck Norris.
Yo, Malcolm X before he died in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Chuck Norris in the face ass nigga.
You
I'm about to get on this Chuck D in the face ass nigga.
Get on this Daniel Son in the face ass nigga.
I'm gonna get on this Damian Williams in the face ass nigga.
Nigga, you old K7 after the Zunga Bang money. In the face ass nigga.
Mr. Miyagi in the face ass
nigga. You old.
Yo, nigga, at the bodega, son, the Duchess in the face ass, nigga.
No doubt.
Hey, Cuba.
Yeah. Jello or fruit.
You got anything to say?
We're cool, man. Yeah. You real low key.
Get out.
Come on, you old cherry pie in the face. Come on now.
Oh, watermelon in the face.
Come on now, you old watermelon buffalo head. Come on now.
Oh, crybaby in the face ass chick.
Yo,
yeah, you elephant booty in the face.
Oh, yo, Twizzle in the face ass chick.
Come on now. Yo, fake Puerto Rican. Puerto Rican in the face. Sour Patch mascot in the face
sour
ass chick. Come on now with your C-section scar face. Come on now.
Oh, fake cigarette gummy in the face ass chick.
Looking like the black Cabbage Patch kid.
Oh, Beetlejuice teeth in the mouth.
Come on now. Yo, McDonald's worker.
Oh.
Looking like a McDonald's cashier.
Yeah, nigga work, nigga bag at C-Town. Oh, wow.
I look like Richard Simmons.
What happened?
Yeah, I look like Richard Simmons.
Oh, Lord. Let me find out you looking like pork on my spit, you old.
Let me find out you look like the bottom of my shoe.
Aunt Jemima in the face. Maybelline, Aunt Jemima in the face.
Aunt Jemima in the face.
You Viagra using in the face ass
food. Yo, Miss Butterworth in the face ass.
Butterworth in the face. Come on now. Come on now, yo.
Yo, sucking on a lemon, making that face ass, nigga.
Oh, I'm about to get on this Uncle Ben's rice in the face ass.
I'm about to get on this old cream of wheat in the face ass, nigga.
Oh, no. That was, yo, that might have been the funniest one of the night, dog. That might have been the funniest one of the night, dog. I didn't say you cream of wheat in the
face. No!
Oh, shit. I'll take one for that one. You got me on that one.
Oh, man.
Just no funnier than that one so far.
Yo, stay tuned. There's going to be more roasted and all that on Monday, man.
Yeah, you know it.
Y'all keep this locked, man.
Pass that water.
Oh, definitely. I'm going to close out with some old shit, man.
My hammer on the board. Vinny, pull out the next beat. Black, let it begin.
Y'all all know about this. This is like a DMX night, man, so whatever, man.
I'm locked. As long as you're playing Hot X, I can't complain. So let's go. Damn, when you living in the swamp. Snake, you're right.
And think about it, I'm going to let it roll, and we're going to talk while it's playing.
Out. How you going to say living in the swamp?
Creepy.
Why is it every move I make turns out to be a bad one? Where's my guardian angel? Need one to have one.
I'm right here, shorty. And I'm going to hold you down. I'm going to show you how.
Me be like you, but my friends call me Indian. And I'm going to put you into something about this game we in. You and me can take it there. And you'll be
the
baddest nigga ever living.
That's a given.
You'll see.
That's what I've been wanting all my life. Thinking about my little man, so I call my wife.
Oh, my wife.
Your dad that's about to make it happen.
What you mean,
my nigga?
I'm about to make it rap. Today I met this cat. He said his name was Demian. Yeah. He thinks that we're a lot alike and wants to be my friend.
You mean like Chucky?
Yeah, just like
Chucky.
Dad, looks like we both are.
When I first heard the song, man, where was you at when you first heard the song?
I was living, I think I was down south. I was living down south when I first heard it.
What about you, 6'4"?
I was in some skins when I first heard this track, man. Word up, man. I was going in. I be going into the hard shit.
Yeah, gotta go into the hardcore
track.
I be
playing no soft shit when I fuck, son. I be playing that D-Block, nigga.
D-Block?
That hard, whatever, nigga. The pop is or some shit. Some hardcore shit. Oh,
gangsta fuck. It's all about the gangsta. It's all about the gangsta fuck.
Banging the headboard and all that.
Cool.
Cool. Right. I'm about to have you driving,
probably in Benz, but we
gotta stay friends. Look,
not
out, not out. Good to me, fuck it, what I got to lose? Nothing I can think of, any nigga would choose. Got me pushing the whip, taking trips across seas. Pocket stay laced, nigga, I flush. For that nigga, I will bleed, give him my right hand. Now that I think about it, yo, that's my
that's
man.
My man.
The snake, the rat, the cat, the dog. How you gonna see him if you living in the bar? The snake, the rat, the cat.
Hey, Kuba.
How you gonna see him if you living Kuba. In the bar? The snake, the rat,
yeah.
The cat. The
where was you at when you first heard this song?
I don't even
know. Probably somewhere picking coconut berries.
You like what
I
am?
Yeah. You know if you was going down, I'd be the one to save you. True. But yo, I need a favor. These cats across town hate me. Plus their behavior hasn't been too good lately. What? Anything for you, dog. Where the niggas at?
38
and
boy.
Right.
Let me get the
gas.
Gas. Captain four niggas. Laid low for about a month and killed two.
Oh,
now I'm ready to chill, but you still want me to kill.
Look at what I did for you, dog.
Come on, keep it real.
Right, fuck it, I'm gonna do it. Who is it this time?
Hey, yo, now that kid's on, you keep it.
Nah, that's my man.
I thought I was your man.
But yo, that's my nigga.
Hey, yo, who's your biggest man? Do it, or give me your right hand. That's what you say.
I see now, nothing but trouble ahead.
The snake, the rat, the cat, the dog. How you gonna see him if you living in the
bar? Once again, make sure y'all tune in. Hit us up on MySpace. MySpace.com / THE underscore TD underscore show. You see, Kuba, 6'4", SD, and JJ. Show us some love. As we show y'all love every time we bring y'all a hot ass show.
Shout out to the listeners, man. You know,
definitely. Y'all keep that shit locked. Pussy boys. We
pussy.
Out.
Get flamed.
Hurt.
Immediately.
Uh-huh.